Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. Often people think that it's very easy to make a film. They think that all the people involved are just having fun. In fact, it's a very hard job. Actors often have to work long hours. Depending on the plot of the film, they have to swim in icy water, ride camels in the hot desert, parachute, and dive. Actors have to spend lots of time travelling, so they can't enjoy a quiet family life and don't communicate enough with their children. Speaker B.
I had no idea about how films are made till last month. We got a home assignment to make a documentary about our school. The class has been divided into teams. Each will cover a different aspect of school life they are passionate about. Later, the segments will be edited together to make one film. We've been lucky and have sport as our topic. Next week, we're going to interview some students, teachers, and parents.
Speaker C. When I was in high school, the movie Just My Luck was shot in my town, at my school in the summer. It's a romantic comedy. It was really fun. The streets were blocked off and there were dressing room trailers and cameras everywhere. My friends and I appeared in lots of crowd scenes. It was great to feel like real actors and see how filming works from the inside. I still love watching it and seeing so many of us from school. Speaker D.
I think that most people go to the cinema to relax and enjoy themselves. That's why I prefer the film to finish on an optimistic note. I don't want to be left in fear and despair. People often lack positive emotions in real life, so films can make up for it. The plot of my favourite films is always the same. The characters cope with lots of difficulties and dangers and meet up happily at the end of the film.
Speaker E. Most films we watch at my school are for learning purposes. We watch films adapted from books after reading those books, or documentaries on science topics. In foreign language classes, we often watch serials. They are shorter, they let us come back to the characters again and again, and we can predict what will happen to them next. They often reflect real life, which means the people in them use real language and grammar. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. Often people think that it's very easy to make a film. They think that all the people involved are just having fun. In fact, it's a very hard job. Actors often have to work long hours. Depending on the plot of the film, they have to swim in icy water, ride camels in the hot desert, parachute, and dive. Actors have to spend lots of time travelling, so they can't enjoy a quiet family life and don't communicate enough with their children. Speaker B.
I had no idea about how films are made till last month. We got a home assignment to make a documentary about our school. The class has been divided into teams. Each will cover a different aspect of school life they are passionate about. Later, the segments will be edited together to make one film. We've been lucky and have sport as our topic. Next week, we're going to interview some students, teachers and parents.
Speaker C. When I was in high school, the movie Just My Luck was shot in my town, at my school in the summer. It's a romantic comedy. It was really fun. The streets were blocked off and there were dressing room trailers and cameras everywhere. My friends and I appeared in lots of crowd scenes. It was great to feel like real actors and see how filming works from the inside. I still love watching it and seeing so many of us from school. Speaker D.
I think that most people go to the cinema to relax and enjoy themselves. That's why I prefer the film to finish on an optimistic note. I don't want to be left in fear and despair. People often lack positive emotions in real life, so films can make up for it. The plot of my favourite films is always the same. The characters cope with lots of difficulties and dangers and meet up happily at the end of the film.
Speaker E. Most films we watch at my school are for learning purposes. We watch films adapted from books after reading those books, or documentaries on science topics. In foreign language classes, we often watch serials. They are shorter, they let us come back to the characters again and again, and we can predict what will happen to them next. They often reflect real life, which means the people in them use real language and grammar. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.